Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is a corporate robbery. The insurance companies, the top insurance companies, wrote this legislation to force 30-plus million Americans to buy their overpriced crud. Then the government comes in with government power and lowers the standard of care. We're going to break all that down coming up today. But you've got the 16,500 to 20,000 to begin with IRS agents with new total power to grab your refunds, bank accounts, whatever they want. And the IRS can now share your medical records and your tax data. The IRS is now your doctor. They've been good, faithful servants. And just like in Europe where they give you Prozac for a brain tumor. Just go away and die. And you're going to see it all manifest. I mean, remember the case for killing Granny, the cover of Newsweek, how great it is to get rid of old people. And then meanwhile, they deny, oh, we don't want to ration care. See, once they get you collectivized, then they can play the dumbed down mass off against anybody that's got two pennies rubbed together and say, yeah, you're drinking beer, you're eating steak, or you're eating ice cream. You're unhealthy. We've got to tax salt and fat. We've got to now be the nanny state and run your life. This is the global plantation. This is the welfare plantation. And Frank in Louisiana, he laid it out. Frank, go ahead and finish up.
Yeah, Alex, you see the left in this country, which has been a useful tool for the bankers, because they've always pushed the Marxist international. They paid for it in 1917 because that's what they want for people, not for themselves. And what's happening here is they tell you this a figure they throw out of 30 million people going to be who are uninsured are going to be insured. Look, that figure was bogus. They don't tell you about the 270, 80 million people that they had planned to put under this plantation system, which they set up about 80 or 90 years ago.
Well, that's right. Hillary, 17 years ago, tried to force every American to be on a government health care plan. So that failed. So now they've done it by stealth. That's a very good point.
Well, you see, and the key to me that when I was listening to this stuff was when they said that the IRS is going to be the capo that's going to do this stuff. Well, if anybody knows anything about the whole system, we know that the Federal Reserve banks are private. Lewis versus United States tells us that. But if you look, IRS is not even an agency of the United States, as the term agency is defined, Chrysler Corporation versus Brown and the Diversified Metal Products.
No, it's a quasi-governmental organization. It's an NGO of the private banking cartel. The global government is private banks, and they're now openly announcing a global government of and for and by the banks. The banks have seized the nations. Now a global constitution where the banks sign a global government agreement with each other.
You're under a little plutocracy. The stock is owned by the banks on everything, just about. The Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, they own this stuff literally. And like you said, you pointed out well, you got to separate the big transnational corporations from the small guys. There's a difference between the two. If people think that they're going to get something for nothing, I got news for you. The insurance companies will give you something extra, but they're going to charge you for it. They don't do nothing for free. So a big class of American people are going to pay more money in taxes. I mean, more money in taxes and for their insurance. That's set. You know, so some will receive a little something, and the plantation mentality people will say, oh, this is good. But for the rest of us, you know, we're going to just keep being drained and drained and drained, which is all part of the plan.
And it's going to be hard, and it's going to be hard to repeal this. You got to have 60% of the House vote for it. And the Republicans, they always complain about the Democrats when they pass this stuff, but they're going to love controlling it when they get into power. We've got to have a complete shift in this nation and remove this criminal banking cartel, or it's only going to get worse. Great points, Frank, D, John, George, Brian, and others. Your calls are straight ahead. 1-800-259-9231. Infowars.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are so many important points and facets to go over, and I have a big laundry list of notes that I've written that I want to go over at the bottom of the next hour. James Dillingpole is joining us for 30 minutes in the next hour to talk about the latest attempts to implement the Copenhagen Treaty by stealth and this big university research project in Canada that found that on average, environmentalists that were interviewed in a double-blind study are 6 times more likely to steal and to lie. Well, of course, they're parasite control freaks. That doesn't mean if you want to drink clean water or don't want to overfish the ocean or don't want genetically engineered food on your table, as a real common-sense environmentalist, as a good steward. No. They went out and interviewed your mainline hardcore environmentalists. They're not. They're thieves. They're Nazi party members. They're thugs. They're a gang. They love looking down at you. They love hating their fellow man. This is big news in the BBC, London Telegraph, and the National Post of Canada. In fact, I covered that last week. Will you guys reprint me all those articles about that? Because I know he's coming up. He's only on for 30 minutes. Then I'll continue with calls. We're about to go back to your calls right now. But then at the bottom of the next hour, I'm going to go through a point by point on this and just blitz through all the information and all the different angles and facets. But a above all the important points about the bill specifically, it does not give anyone free health care. Anyone new free health care. If you're on welfare, you get horrible government health care. The CPS hunts your children, you know, takes the poor people's children at birth, puts people on drugs, gives them horrible care. But this doesn't give people free health care. It's a bunch of taxes for the government and tens of millions of people that are forced to go buy insurance from a ever-consolidating pool of big-moneyed interest that financed this. And that's in Business Week today. The hundreds of billions of dollars a year that the top four to five, there's four insurance companies and then one overall management consortium, so five total. And it reports the incredible profits they're set to make and how they're going to consolidate the market. But look at the genius of it. Posing as so-called communist and socialist and liberals, they had MSNBC and CNN beat the drum that insurance companies are against this. Insurance companies are against this. And so the average person out there who buys into the collectivist model, it's actually not the working poor and blue-collar folks. They're a lot smarter than your college-educated control freak. But you've got the welfare plantation slaves, black, white, it doesn't matter. You've got the illegal alien contingent that just know it's a free ride because they're here to drive down wages, so they've got to be given a supplement to be here. They have no idea the larger plan. And if you go back to 1993-94 with Hillary Care, it said every American is given a national ID card, and every American will have to go through the government to get their approved insurance or to have the government provide you insurance or care. Single-payer public option. And you were going to have that national ID card. Well, now you've already got one. You know, Clinton couldn't get it in 94, so a few months after it failed, he signed the executive order that we cover in my film, America Destroyed by Design, where he said all the states, if they want their highway funds, they take the state's money, send back about 33% on average with strings attached. The feds say, Bush signed an executive order 4 years ago saying, if you want any highway funds, you've got to hand over so many thousand miles of roads per state to private toll road companies to put toll roads on it. See, this is all about private interest. They go in, they give the politicians money, the politicians say, okay, have the infrastructure. But you got to hire all my buddies and my cronies on top of it. This is just piracy. This is grand larceny. And so Bush did that. The Republicans went along with that. You think they're really going to repeal this? No, they may make a few changes. They'll probably cut the little bit of care you get. That's why Howard Dean had said 3 months ago, this is a Republican bill. And it really is what you'd expect from the Republicans. It's a big ripoff, just like Bush and the banks a year and a half ago, right before he left office. But it's all continued by Obama. It makes no difference. We have to have a complete wake-up to the system. And that's why Politico reports Dick Cheney's writing letters. They're raising money. All the big neocon groups are going after Rand Paul in Kentucky. He's beating in all the polls by upwards of 10 points. The Democrat, who's got all the big funding, and the Republican. He's probably going to end up being the Republican, the new Republican senator from Kentucky. See, it isn't just the Kennedy seat being lost to Brown in Massachusetts. It isn't just Deborah Medina getting 19 points out of nowhere in Texas. This is happening everywhere. People are starting to get it. So this could blow up in the system's face. They're losing more battles now than they're winning. That's why they're so desperate to get full control of your life now. And so they wanted a national ID card. They couldn't get it, so instead they did it through the driver's license. And they said, in the executive order, they haven't implemented all of it, but they have implemented the real ID part where it's federally standardized with a face scan, photo, thumbprint, all integrated into a federal system. Took them a few years to get it done, but by 2004 it was in place. They announced it to the slaves a few years later and said, we better have a congressional law on this. They put it in, then they try to pass the law. And what did that executive order do? It created a ID number. And it says in the bill they can take urine and blood to get a driver's license. Now you hear about cops everywhere at checkpoints taking blood without warrants under federal grants. They're just training you that cops take your blood. That's what they do. And they put you in naked body scanners. That's what they do. This is the public's complete and total journey into bondage, into slavery. But think of the genius of the big insurance companies, the top four, with this other data company, Amerigroup Corp. That's the banking monopoly that runs it and interfaces with Medicare and Medicaid. Think about it. They tell everybody, well, they never had to say it. The news would lie and say they were against it. Because they would have never gotten away with this if they said, oh, by the way, you're going to become physical slaves to the insurance companies. The IRS is going to grab your refund, your bank account, or garnish your wages to make you, if you're privately employed, let's say you mow lawns for a living, and they've got provisions for money laundering in there. If you're getting paid cash and mowing yards, you want to just live out in your little house. You got 10 acres out in the country. You drive into town to mow yards. I know a lot of people do that, live pretty good, have a little bass boat. You know, you're not rich, but the wife and kids are doing well. They're certainly not hungry. You're happy. That's over. Remember last year, $1 million fine for garage sales that aren't federally approved? Associated Press? This isn't a game, folks. This is about hunting you down, running your life. You're going to buy the health care, and you're going to have IRS agents come to your house. Do you understand? You're going to be under the government's control. You're going to work for them now. You're going to take your money and you're going to put it into an insurance company who then gets to lower the quality. And so if you missed it, here it is simply. They couldn't get the national ID card through with Hillary Care. So they did it through the driver's license. And now they're coming back with your tax ID number through the IRS and your Social Security number, and now you've got your plantation ID number running your health care. Oh, my gosh, it's just the magnitude. All right, who's up next here, John? Dee in Minnesota, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. The bill was $3,500. Where can I, H.R. 3590, actually, is what it was. Where can I go to see that? Because I can't pull it up through a Google search.
No, you go to thomas.loc.gov, thomas.loc.gov, Library of Congress, and you, just put into search engine the final text of the past health care bill, or the text of the House health care bill.
Okay.
And we can do it right now.
I read 4872, and that was bad enough. I wanted to see 3590, because when I was watching the C-SPAN debate last night, that's where this thing originated from, so I wanted to see it and read it to see if what I was thinking was correct, that it is bad. That it is.
Well, let's be clear. I mean, the Democrats, I drove out to Fredericksburg out in the country this weekend with my family. So driving out there, I listened to XM. Driving back, I listened to XM. And I listened to all the Democrats on CNN, CNBC, Fox. They admitted, well, of course the IRS is going to be collecting it. They're good at that. And, well, of course you're going to have your wages taken. Well, of course. None of this is debatable. This is all admitted.
Okay, so the website was thomas.loc.gov?
Yes, and you put the bill number in there, it'll give it to you.
Okay. Also, one other question. Does it not say in the Constitution that only Congress has the authority to declare war on somebody? I thought I'd seen that.
Exactly, but so-called conservatives, that means warmonger, said in Korea and Vietnam, we don't need any stinking declaration of war. That was just as treasonous as this health care bill. And so, again, the government has been breaking every canon of our free society religiously to set the precedent.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection. Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
You can't live without food, can't live without water, you can't live without being prepared. And you can't live without Standbirds. Standbirds.com offers hunting, shooting, camping, and preparedness supplies at low discount prices. Get ready! Standbirds.com has a long list. Ammunition, air guns, archery, and firearm accessories. Books, backpacks, decoys and DVDs, scopes, water filters, solar panels, tents, knives, and reloading supplies. Holsters, crossbows, compound bows, muzzle loaders, tactical gear, target throwers, cases, bags, personal care, and pet products. And we told you a long list, so long it won't begin to fit in this radio ad. So go to Stamberts.com today and see for yourself. That's Stamberts.com. We have the hunting, shooting, and camping gear to meet all your outdoor needs at low discount prices. Stamberts.com, Patriot-owned, reliable service, high quality. What more could you ask for? Stamberts.com, hunting and preparedness supplies you can't live without.
Okay, I've been a little bit long-winded in my answers to callers. I want to try to accelerate through your calls now and get as many of your points on air. We haven't heard anybody call in support of the legislation. I wonder why. We're not screening the phone calls. If you do support it, explain to us why. You think you're going to get something for free? Explain how that works. The third world's been down this path with the banks. Europe's been down this path. This is designed to bankrupt us. Don in Ohio, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I'd like to read a letter from yesterday's Cleveland Plain Dealer in response to Congressman Kucinich's switch to a yes vote on the health care plan.
Sure.
Okay, it says, Dennis Kucinich, as a longtime resident of the 10th congressional district, I am disgusted that you have chosen to vote for the health care bill, and I will, for the first time in my long life, work diligently to vote you out in November. You swore an oath to uphold the Constitution, but you have chosen to put equality before liberty. My family left a communist country specifically in search of freedom, escaping a government promising equality. Democrats, after many years of Republican excess, have awakened the sleeping giant that is America. Understand that for those of us who value liberty above all else, equality means nothing to one who is not free. Remember what Thomas Jefferson said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our eyes are wide open now, and we're paying close attention.
And if we stay awake and get active, you don't have to save the world by yourselves, folks. Just do little things and wake others up and get their eyes wide open instead of wide shut as they've been. We can turn this around. And what's so bad about Kucinich is he came out and analyzed the bill as a ripoff for the top insurance companies and banks. So did Dean. I mean, it's bad enough to say we're going to tax middle-class people and give it to poor people, but that's not even what this does. It's a complete ripoff, and everybody's going to experience it now.
Absolutely. Could I read three more lines from the end of another letter?
Go ahead.
It says, how fitting it is for the mayor who bankrupted Cleveland to become the congressman who helped bankrupt the country. I tell you, people in the Cleveland area really know what's going on now.
I hear you, Don. I appreciate your call. You know, I keep going back to Austin where I live. It is now, per capita, the richest city in the United States. Not Manhattan, not San Francisco. A lot of the rich people from those cities and all the crime have moved here. Many of the shopping centers and places I drive by are half empty. The joblessness is exploding. The government's raising all these taxes. I've got articles here today where they're telling police everywhere to increase the fines and fees and all the... It's just more and more taxes, less and less benefit. They only give you benefits and a great society to get you domesticated. You know how our ancestors thousands of years ago domesticated cows? They were just wild buffalo running around in Europe. It's the same species. There's different varieties. Oxen is what they called buffalo in Europe. Look very similar to American buffalo. Well, how you domesticate them is you start putting out a grain that they like in a little fenced-in area but with an opening. And the cows start coming in, the wild bovine. And after a few months, they start expecting the food, and then you start closing the gate. And then you cut out their offspring when they have babies. You raise them in a new pen. You feed them. You raise them, and now they're domesticated. And that's what government is. That's what government schools are. It's taking your children, raising them in the government pens. I mean, how did our ancestors thousands of years ago domesticate pigs? They were wild boars running around. Same way. How we domesticate horses? Same way. How we domesticate donkeys? Same way. How we domesticate chickens? Same. Geese? Same. Turkeys? Same. Dogs. First animal humans domesticated. Tens of thousands of years ago. You start giving them little table scraps from the campfire, from the camp, or even better, you kill the mommy and daddy and you take the puppies. And that's how they did it. And what did the communists do? What did the Nazis do? They took over people's kids. It's very, very simple, ladies and gentlemen. This is not rocket science. That's what's so horrible about it. We know what collectivism is. We know it's tyranny. We know it. America was truly free market. Wasn't perfect, but 4% of the population had half the world's wealth, over 90% of the patents. We were the best when we had some modicum of freedom. You take freedom, you become a cesspit like Mexico or North Korea. More calls straight ahead. Great points, Don, George, Brian, Terry, others. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
This is the spirit we need to defeat tyranny.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little.
They weren't getting any free health care then.
The bloody British.
Can you imagine if they told people in the 1800s, there wasn't as many, or even the 1900s, the government's going to give you something for free? They'd laugh. They'd say, are you kidding, boy? You're trying to rip me off? You think I'm stupid?
See the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high, and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing.
We fired our guns.
And the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago.
And that's all we've got to do is keep firing our guns in the info war. Standing tall and strong. Telling the truth.
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we seen their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well.
Well, let's go to George in Connecticut. Thanks for holding, George.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
I think, welcome. I was thinking these guys are so devious. Maybe we got to be a little devious too. Maybe on the state level, why can't we get our state legislatures that don't want to do this stuff put a couple of poison pills in this thing so they can't implement it in our states? For example, force them to have the public option. The insurance companies don't want this, so I mean, this is one way to get them all worked up.
Great job! Actually rob one group to actually give it to another group that isn't the bankers, and it'll never happen.
That you knew exactly where I was going. You were reading my mind, exactly. And also do that, force them to take the money and put it, it has to be taken from the state and directly to the state's coffers, so they can't get it directly.
And that way the feds won't get 70% of the money.
Exactly. You've been reading my mind, Alex.
Well, no, that's common sense. I mean, that's common sense, but, you know, they've specifically written the bill where where it's hard for that to happen. We just need the states to not just sue, as 38 attorney generals are stating. This is completely unconstitutional. The federal government has no business not just taking your money and giving it to offshore banks, but giving it to insurance companies and then taking control of health care. I mean, the government is saying they're going to decide what type of health care you can get. And so what this does is, this is going to raise everybody's insurance that doesn't have pre-existing conditions, so that people with pre-existing can get it. Now I've read the actual section of the bill. It doesn't even guarantee someone with a pre-existing will get it. It's just saying you'll get like a little, you know, government health care funding that gives you some cruddy care.
Alex, I have an idea for a T-shirt as well. Maybe, the IRS on the chest of Uncle Sam in a black ops thing, holding Granny and shaking out the last pennies, and then on the bottom it has Dashiell's expression, Now you should be ready to die, or you have the right to die if they rip you off.
Absolutely, I appreciate your call. That's a great T-shirt idea, George. Make one. Just to be clear about this, they are implementing it slowly, so that people don't get too upset. Again, it's domestication. It's done incrementally. But the country is so bankrupt already. I agree with Ron Paul. He was being questioned on Fox News last night, and they said, well, do you see this ever being repealed? And he said, well, I see it being repealed by the country going bankrupt. But that's the problem. The banks don't care. They believe Northcom and the police state they've set up is going to be able to maintain control of the government throughout this process. And they don't care if things get messy. 5 years ago, we reported that the CIA was launching a drug war in Mexico against scores of cartels that were not part of the CIA money laundering operation in the $500 billion a year industry here in the U.S. alone, and that you would see all hell break loose in Mexico. And we had former DEA agents on, we had sheriffs on, we had scholars, professors who's written books about Mexico on, all predicting it. This is a war. They don't care if Mexico completely collapses as long as the big banks get all the drug money. It's the Mexican government teamed up with our government doing this. Well, how do you end the whole thing? You decriminalize the drugs. And then there's not a monopoly over it. The price drops. It isn't cool to use it anymore. Low-level drug dealers aren't driving brand-new Corvettes and Escalades. They're not cool anymore. Just like in Prohibition. You end Prohibition, the mafia loses its business. You have 10 years of alcohol prohibition. The mafia more than tripled in size, and it corrupted our police. So, the government doesn't care if it wrecks Mexico and the Southwest. In fact, it's out in my car. Remind me to get it before we go live on TV. I want to show people the headline on the cover of the San Antonio Express News Sunday morning. I bought the Sunday paper. I'm going from here, but the headline's South Texas towns and cities collapsing. How many years have I been telling you that? The media wouldn't cover it. It's collapsing. They are killing cops every day. I see articles in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, California, where the Mexican cartels and drug dealers and motorcycle gangs are killing people. They don't care. They're completely lawless. See, you've got a domesticated American people that roll over to tyranny, and so the police and government squeeze us, push us around, dress up in their black uniforms, raid us, abuse us, because we're easy targets. The cops are scared to death of the Mexican mafia. They're scared to death of the Russian mafia, who are overtly out killing cops. But then citizens say, We just want to arm ourselves as militias. The government's gotten too big to protect ourselves. And, oh, Homeland Security and NORTHCOM and the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, run around screaming in fear. Because you have a criminal class with all these thousands of different criminal groups who all, at the highest levels, work together. Terry in Ohio, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex, I work for two insurance companies here in Ohio, and I know from what I was told going through training and everything like that, that they informed us of the banks that they own. And the insurance companies, even their spokesman, even stated that the insurance companies will never go under, because if insurance companies go under, this nation, the United States, and other countries will also go under, because it's the insurance companies who have the money. And it's the people who give the insurance the money through insurance policies, annuities.
And now they're going to make you buy something from them. They are the government. But to say that insurance companies own banks, that was the insurance company spokesman basically creating the inverse. It's not even that banks own insurance companies, the top four. It's that they are banks. It's just a subsidiary of the private banking system.
So this, working for the insurance company, when people will lapse their policies, like they can't pay on them and that and such as that, they can't make their premiums. When the insurance companies have lapses in policies, which here just a few years back they had a big major class action suit filed against many of your bigger ones because of these universal policies that they sold people, that they had them turn in their whole life policies and buy these universal policies that had variable interest rates and things on them, and people lost their entire life insurance policies that they had, and they were paid up policies. But the people still come out on the bad end of things for the plain simple reason they didn't realize what they were doing. They were being talked into something that wasn't true. They were lied to. Well, needless to say, I lost my job at one of those insurance companies. I mean, they're probably going to say, well, he's disgruntled. Well, I'm not disgruntled because I quit, because I chose not to do something dishonest. And I was told to tell the 21 agents under me, because I was a manager, that they will do exchange these policies for people so that we can, you know, take a paid-up policy and make them buy another policy at a variable rate, that they would do that or they would lose their jobs. And I said, no, I'm not doing it. And I left the company. Well, I went to another insurance company because I had an insurance license, and it's the same thing there. They own loan companies. They have loan companies. They have banks. They have all the money, and even them, when I went through their training, because they all want to have you go through to teach what they want you to teach or to say to people, one of the things that they even pointed out is insurance companies will never go down because they are the ones that control the money and control the government.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. The insurance companies are an arm of the big central banks. And I don't mean your corner insurance company, you know, the big mega insurance corporations. They're an arm of the big banks to take control of your life. And now, oh, you must buy car insurance. Oh, now you must buy health insurance. Next, you must buy fire insurance. And then when people can't pay, you then go basically on to the government dole. And then taxpayers pay to get you all of that insurance. And it's less and less taxpayers, more and more people on the dole, but the big insurance companies and banks don't care because they're taking control of society in the process. But think of the genius of this. It's come out in the news. They've admitted that in the last decade, they would order the people that were out there selling mortgages to lie to folks and to get them to sign on to mortgages that they knew they couldn't pay. Because the banks didn't care. They were literally just loaning fiat money that they produced out of nothing. And I'm going to cover this more in the next hour. I've mentioned it a few times, but I want to spend more time on it. Failed banks may get pension fund backing as FDIC seeks cash. This is in Bloomberg and in Business Week both, because Business Week's owned by Bloomberg now. And it says that the government is going to the bigger pension fund owners and to the governments, state, county, city, and federal, that administer these. And because they're political creatures that take political orders, they are telling them, invest in derivatives and invest in failing banks to prop it up. And the government has said, when we go fully bankrupt, they're going to take your private pension and they're going to tax it and then give you part of it back. And by the time they're done, you'll get none of it. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. It's unspeakable if this is happening. Mike in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, guys? First time caller, long time listener, huge fan and supporter and activist out here. I just want to say, man, thanks, bro. You know what, dude? Let's just bring out our secret weapon again. Let's bust out the Obama Joker posters and let's just canvass the entire nation with them all over the world, in Japan, all over the place. Because this one right here, we have to get the attention of the Patriot. Because people right now, this is a critical moment where we have a chance to do a kill shot. You know what I mean? We need to actually just get visible and get people thinking, hey, wait a minute. Yeah, this is a Joker. This is a joke. And, hey, let's turn around. Let's look at what we got over here. And that's all I got for you, man. I love you. Have a good day, all right?
Mike, I love you, too. Look, 2 weeks ago, I officially launched the $15,000 prize contest for the naked body scanner protest. You have a protest or demonstration or event in whatever way you want, and you videotape it, you put it on YouTube, hundreds of videos will be made, millions of people will see it, everybody wins by getting the word out. Because the naked body scanners are a key part of their control grid and driving us into submission. The second prize is $3,000 for the best naked body scanner poster. And a lot of things go into it. You know, best design, you've got to post it, videotape it, post it to the web. And then $2,000 prize, whoever can go back and call out all the videos and audio of my predictions that have come true. And I've had four or five of these contests, and normally 2 weeks in, we get a lot more responses. I noticed for the first week and a half that we didn't even have the link in there, contest at Infowars.com, to send your submissions. But folks need to get on this now. This is a really great way to inform the public. And the naked body scanners are very unpopular. And now the Chicago Tribune reports that they plan to make them mandatory in the next 2 years. Well, of course, they put them in. They train you to accept it. Then it becomes mandatory. Now they've got mobile trucks they're going to put you through at checkpoints. That's from a Homeland Security press release with the video. So please, everybody go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Just type into a search engine. InfoWars officially launches naked body scanner protest contest. And there's banners that rotate on InfoWars and Prison Planet that link to this page that has the contest rules. It's very, very easy, very, very simple, and people need to get on this now. And send your, and if you have sent them in an email and we missed it, send them to contest@infowars.com, because I want to start posting some of the entries so people can see them. Because then that gets more interest going. We've got, 18 days until April 10th to get your contest submission in. And, yes, I mean, look, hundreds of newspapers, it's got to be close to 100 TV stations, British TV, Japanese TV, national U.S. TV, CNN, four TV stations in Dallas alone. I mean, it's got to be hundreds. I don't know. They would talk about arresting whoever in commons areas would put up Obama Joker posters with Infowars.com on them. And then that made more people do it, and they kind of backed off. So, yeah, nobody's stopping you. Go to the old Obama poster contest page, print off the PDFs, and go to Kinko's, or I guess it's FedEx Kinko's now, and print up 100. I mean, look, big things start small. And I did that contest to show you, even if they shut the web down, which they're openly talking about doing now, the power of just putting up posters with a simple message. because everybody else is feeling screwed and lied to and robbed. But they feel like they're alone. Okay, we're going to go to break. I'm going to talk to Aaron, Chris, Annie, Yer, Brian, and others. And we got James Dillingpole coming up for 30 minutes, and then I'm going to break down the entire healthcare operation, go over all the facets like I did last night on the abbreviated Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and get into some new information as well. But we're going to continue with your phone calls. Before I go to break, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. One of them is Pure Water Freedom. I want to tell you about purewaterfreedom.com. That's one word, purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. Most filters that you hook up to the actual tap that you then bathe in won't do this. purewaterfreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters, so you can have it for your, you know, your shower, your bath. That's where you get a lot of this. Again, that's purewaterfreedom.com. You can even remove fluoride from every source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath and filters. Take control of your life. All their filters are made in the USA. I know that's a dirty thing to all the environmentalists that openly want to shut down our industry, but these are made here. I know that's kind of, Homeland Security might get upset, but again, purewaterfreedom.com. A lot of interesting stuff on their site. Check it out. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls. Stay with us.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb K was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with AirAndAqua.com. Using purification devices from AirAndAqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit AirAndAqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop AirAndAqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Folks, I've been on the air almost 15 years. I remember reading the Department of Labor, the Department of Commerce, the Agriculture Department, talking about how they're going to tax everything you eat, everything you do. They're going to track you with a national ID card that you've got to swipe that then has a graduated sales tax, you know, in the name of poor people not having to pay sales tax. we have to track everybody's purchases and who they are. They're going to tax salt, prison time. If you don't make changes to your house, they order. This is serfdom. And we don't make this stuff up. I mean, when I read an executive order by Clinton to take blood to get a driver's license, and when I read the federal documents 14 years ago about how they take babies' blood at birth, and I showed the documents on air, people thought I was making it up. They wouldn't even go look it up. I'm not making any of this stuff up. You know how frustrating this is? To have bona fide, hardcore, grade-A tyranny, oppression, authoritarian garbage, scientifically being foisted on us. It's disgusting. Aaron, Chris, Annie, Brian, Steve, I'm going to you here in a moment. I've done an hour and 55 minutes, and I haven't even plugged yet that I got two new films coming out in April. You pre-order them now, you get them first, and your purchase supports it. But these are incredible films. Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, about this shadow global corporate government, their entire program. It covers the whole nine yards. It's totally groundbreaking. And Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. It doesn't just cover the G20. That's the first trailer we put out, very popular, with Waylon Jennings' son doing the music, Shooter Jennings. That's like 30 minutes of the two-hour-plus film. It's got the FEMA camps, documented real, the Homeland Security, the MIAC report, the total takeover, the COG. Pre-order both films at Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Or you can write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And bare minimum, get the trailers that are up on Infowars.com and PrisonPundit.com and send them out to everybody you know, because the trailers alone are a big wake-up call. Aaron in Nevada, thanks for holding.
Yes, thank you very much, Alex. All right, you know, I've woken up. I'm on 20 cups of coffee, basically. What I want to do is a march on the White House, a march on Washington. You have the platform. You have the audience to coalesce that kind of people movement. I think we got to have, after the wake-up, we got to have action. And if the Mexicans, the illegal alien Mexicans, can march on our capital, so can we.
I want to be clear, and I'm not poo-pooing what you're saying, but there were over, the Park Police said, 1,200,000 Tea Partiers. So a few thousand illegals marched. They want some free health care. They're about the only group that actually gets something free. But that's only because it's to destroy the wages and turn us into a third world nation and to allow the U.S. to be a steam valve so Mexico doesn't completely get overthrown. So the bankers are doing them a favor that way for the elite in Mexico. Because if they were forced to stay down there, they would have taken their country back a long time ago. But I think marches, you know, to the Capitol and to the White House are important. But those are happening every day, sir. The media just ignores it. So what we do is we build the alternative media and we take back our states. Look, the states are where the fight is at. We have the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. The states need to be pressured, and they're ready to do it, to not just sue over this health care bill or over the greenhouse gas tax bill, which is now happening. What we need to have them do is pass laws saying we're not going to follow this. So that's what I think the number one solution is. What do you say to that?
I say there is no time for that. And in order to be taken seriously, because you represent like the truth movement and the other stuff that is the Tea Partiers are not really, representing. I'm talking about your cadre of people that are about this marching. I think it's good to include that with the DVDs, with the waking up.
Yeah.
Now that a lot of us have woken
Listen,
up.
I got to jump here and we'll come back and take more calls. It's just, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.